finally be done. Man, Kettle has been sweet to us, but I'm missing my babe, so I'm ready to get home.
Besides your home, what do you miss most about Mankato?
What do we miss? I guess just kind of being, you know, isolated with all the guys, you know, in the dorms, just that training camp feel I'm just going to get once a year. So pretty much that. And then the fans, the big fans, of course.
What's one of your favorite memories just kind of with the guys back at the dorms this training camp?
Oh, man, just, you know, sitting around and inside the dorms and, you know, at lunch, just kind of, you know, conversating and just laughing and so many different personalities. And you got 80 guys around, you know, so, and all trying to accomplish the same thing. So it's not really a lot of confusion. You know, a couple of disagreements, but ultimately it's just a lot of jokes and, you know, we're able to experience inside the locker room what you guys on, you know, what you guys don't see, you know, out here. But it's just all about that camaraderie.
And Coach had said, like, you are leaving training camp, but you're still going to keep your training camp mentality a couple days after the preseason game, still hitting it hard.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes, how it's been going since I've been in the league. So it's not time to take off. It's time to kind of ramp it up even more, actually.
Adrian, do you have a catch total in mind? I mean, if it's three or four catches a game in that 50 to 60 range, do you have a number in mind? You're a goal guy. You've set a lot of goals over the years. Do you have a catch total in mind?
Not really. I haven't set that one, you know, but I do want to catch the ball. So I know when the opportunity comes, I just got to take advantage of it and make sure that, you know, I'm catching the ball and, you know, doing what I'm able to do in the pass game, and I'm sure they'll pile up.
If your career high is 43, you see more or less.
Say again?
43 catches, your career high, you see more or less this year.
Yeah, I can see more. That was when before, right? Yeah, so with this offense, I can see more.
Adrian, when you look at across the league, the number of carries running backs get per game is going down more and more. Do you feel, do you take a sense of pride in knowing that you're still one of the guys that is going to be featured and is going to get a lot of carries per game?
Now that I know that, because I haven't been searching and looking at other guys' numbers, but you know, I feel like if I continue just to put in the work that I put in and try to be the best, then my reps won't go down. So I don't know what else is going on around the league, but you know, with that being said, yeah, it feels good. How difficult is it? It can be complicated. You know, that's why offensively, we got to make sure that we're on the same page. We're making the right calls, and we're just communicating. And that's what we did today in blitz. We brought some pretty good looks, and we was 100%.
Camaraderie stronger with a like Norv Turner offense. Everybody's on the same page of trying to figure it out. Does it make it more camaraderie with the players?
Yeah, it does. It does because everyone is being introduced to it. You know, it's new to everyone. You know, the rookies. You know, we're kind of like rookies as well coming in with this offense. So with that, you have the same struggles from, you know, different positions, quarterback position, running back position, defense lineman, offensive lineman, receivers. They're all struggling trying to get it. Trying to get the system in, and you just have your brothers there to kind of guide you and help you along the way, and you know, so with that, you know, you're able to build more of a relationship as well. So it had an extra little touch to it.
Adrian, how do you think Teddy performed the other night, and what did you see from him when he first walked in the huddle for the first time? It was a preseason game.
I see a confident young man, and it showed on his play. The first play, he rolled out, pressured. Rolled out and completed a 25-yard pass on sideline, a beautiful pass. They called it back, to make the formation. I feel like he did a pretty good job controlling things he can control. A couple of passes that were dropped, that should have been caught. You know, they had the interception. But, you know, that's what the preseason for, you know, for him to get the opportunity to get out there and get better. And try to improve. So, for his third game, I feel like he did a decent job.
When you see him, you know, get three interceptions a couple of days ago, practice two today, is there any concern about just being a rookie and hurting his confidence goal?
There could be a concern, but, you know, that's how you find out if a guy is really or not, you know, and how they respond. Mm-hmm. You know, and I try to whisper stuff in his ear every now and then, you know, and I'm hoping that he's listening. You know, hey, go out there and play your game. Not much, but just control what you control. You know, he's out here, he's learning the difficult system. Like I tell him, you're gonna make mistakes. Continue to push forward and take the knowledge, no matter how it's coming, it's gonna see it, take it,
or Daryl.
Take out what you need to learn from it. And continue to move forward.